Well, we're so thankful for that good work that Brother Scott is doing. And we certainly want to be involved in the same kind of work of going out and preaching the gospel to the lost, of those around us in our daily life. And in that regard, we want to teach and to preach about evangelism. And this morning, we're going to be studying Jesus' teaching on evangelism. You mean Jesus had something to say about evangelism? Yes, he did. He was an evangelist himself. And he taught his disciples to be evangelists. They went out and they taught the message of the gospel of the kingdom to others around them in their day and time. Jesus came early in his ministry saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then he called his disciples and he asked them to go out as well and preach that same message. We also see that he told them, "I will make you fishers of men." And so Jesus was an evangelist. He wants us to be evangelists, and he wants us to go out and teach the gospel to others. Well, in that regard, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 in verses 1 through 10. And that's our text for this morning. And so I hope you brought your Bible with you. We're going to be studying in these verses this morning and just looking at what Jesus had to say about evangelism. Now, this whole chapter, Matthew chapter 10, is about evangelism. It's about going out and teaching others the message of Jesus the Christ, the message of the kingdom. And today we preach and teach the message of the gospel, that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried according to the scriptures, and that he rose again according to the scriptures, so that we might have eternal life. Now that's the message that we teach and preach to others, the message of Jesus. And Jesus here taught his apostles to be evangelists as well. In Matthew chapter 10 and verses 1 through 10, let's read together those verses. "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, 'Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food.'" All right, well, let's stop there and let's look at what Jesus did in regard to evangelism in these verses. Now, we're going to have another lesson finishing up the chapter at a later time, but there's just so much material in this chapter to talk about that I didn't feel like preaching the whole chapter in one lesson would be sufficient. We need to talk about a lot of these things and a lot of these principles that Jesus uses to evangelize. And why do we want to talk about these things? So that we can fulfill Jesus' commandment in Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 through 20 when he said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go you, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so Jesus wants us to go into all the world and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded. And that is what we are to do as his people. And we have responsibility to do that. And so how do we do that? There's a lot of different ways to do that. There's a lot of ways to go out there and teach the gospel to others. And that's something that we want to focus on this morning, some of the principles that Jesus used to evangelize. Now, Jesus was the greatest evangelist that ever walked the face of the earth. Thousands flocked to him to hear his teaching. And Jesus has given us some of the greatest instruction on evangelism in His words. And He gave these instructions here in Matthew chapter 10 to His 12 apostles. Let's see if we can learn a few things how to evangelize from Him as we think about Jesus' teaching on evangelism. In our lesson this morning, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to see how Jesus taught His disciples to evangelize. And then we are looking at this so that we can understand how we can be evangelists and how we can follow their example. Why is that? So that we can obey Jesus in going forth and teaching the gospel to others. Those who want to be like Jesus. Do we say we want to be like Jesus? I hope we want to be like Jesus. I hope we want to be the kind of person that God wants us to be. And to be that kind of person, we need to be like Jesus. And to be like Jesus, we need to be evangelists. Because Jesus was an evangelist. So let's think about this morning. Jesus' teaching on evangelists. Notice in verses 1 through 4, Jesus gets others involved. You know, even Jesus recognized that this job was too big for Him alone and that He needed to get other people involved. And when we go out to evangelize, we need to get other people involved as well. Notice that Jesus chose 12 men to help Him to evangelize the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in Mark chapter 6 and verse 7, which is a parallel account to this, Jesus sends them out two by two. Now it's good to go out and to evangelize others, and it's good to go out with somebody else when you do it. Jesus wanted them to go two by two, and there was a reason for that. Two people can encourage one another. Two people can help one another. Two people can work with people. Sometimes, you know, one person doesn't have exactly the personality that another person has, and so it's hard to communicate. But when you have two people, there's the possibility, therefore, for more than one person to connect, you see, and to help people to understand their spiritual needs and to help people want to know more about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So He sent them out two by two. Mark chapter 6 and verse 7 tells us. And so in that regard, we certainly need to get others involved. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2, "The things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will also be able to teach others." And so we want the gospel to be taught by as many people as possible. We want people going out into the world to teach others the gospel. And you say, well, if everybody becomes a teacher, then who's going to be left to evangelize? Well, that would be a great problem to have, first of all. But secondly, let's note that there are 7.4 billion people in this world. 7.4 billion. Now, that's a lot of people. We need as many people as possible to go out and teach the gospel to others. And look, let's just be honest. You and I need to be out there telling other people about Jesus, telling other people about the gospel, telling other people about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. This is a large task, and it takes more than one person to accomplish. And Jesus wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And so the first principle that we find here is that Jesus got others involved. And who were these? These were the 12 disciples. The names of the 12 apostles were these: Simon, Peter, Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. So Jesus got other people involved. And that's such an important point as we think about going out into all the world and evangelizing those who are around us. Now, number two, we need to know our objective. Now, Jesus had an objective here. He didn't send them in this particular time. He didn't send them out to evangelize the whole world. He had a particular objective. Now, this is more focused upon a local area, and so this is helpful to us because we here at the New Boston Church of Christ are more focused on a local area. Do we need to be involved in world missions? Absolutely. Do we need to be involved in evangelizing the world in different places? Absolutely. No question about that. But we cannot sit back on our laurels and say, look at all the work we've done in evangelizing Ethiopia or Africa or Asia or Japan or India or wherever it might be. We can't sit back on our laurels and say, oh, we're doing all this mission work, so therefore, I'm good. I can sit here at home and I don't have to talk to anybody else about the gospel. No, let's not think that. That's dangerous thinking. That's not the kind of thinking that God wants us to do. He wants us to recognize that we, as individuals, have a personal responsibility to evangelize others, to teach the gospel to others. Now, as we think about that, we note that Jesus had a particular objective. And, you know, sometimes when we think about evangelism, we just think, well, we should go out and whoever we meet, you know, we have an opportunity there to be a good example to them, to talk to them about the gospel. And that's just the way we're going to pursue it. But, you know, we don't have to pursue it in that way. We can actually think about a group of people to evangelize and go after that individual group. Now, this is what Jesus did here. Notice what he says in verse 5. Then these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of Gentiles. Now, he did this on this particular occasion, all right? And this was a particular example of his going out and evangelizing. He had a specific objective that he wanted to accomplish here. He said, do not go out into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Notice verse 6. So he was specifically telling the apostles here to go preach the kingdom of God to Jewish people. And he was saying, focus on the Jewish people right now. That's who we need to focus upon. And that's what he wanted to do. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with focusing upon one particular group of people at one particular time. Okay? And sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to know our objective. What kind of people are we seeking to evangelize? And let's think about that. And you know, evangelism can be a very directed act. It can be a very intentional act. It can be something that we decide to do on a given day and on a given time. And that's what Jesus is doing here. He has decided today that these apostles are going to go preach to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who they're going to go evangelize for this period of time. And he sent them out to do specifically that at this particular period of time. And so he had a target audience in mind, and it was the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, there is another example in the New Testament where there is a specific group of people targeted for evangelism. Look in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 and verses 6 through 10 for just a moment. Acts chapter 16 and verses 6 through 10. Now, this is Paul, the apostle, and he's been preaching in Asia Minor, and he wants to go in a particular direction, but the Holy Spirit is forbidding him to go in a particular direction, and the Holy Spirit leads him to go into another direction. Now, look at verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And they had come to Mysia. They tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. So look, they were going out to evangelize. They wanted to evangelize, but the Holy Spirit told them, and he said, look, I don't want you going over here right now, and I don't want you going over here right now. And so they were led to a very particular point, to Troas. And now, in verse 9, we read, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. And so they went over to Macedonia, and they went over to the place that we know as Greece today. And they preached the gospel there to a very, very specific audience, to the Macedonians. And that's what God wanted at this time. So we need to know our objective. Who are we going after in our work of evangelism? We can do the same thing. We can decide on any given day, we're going to evangelize this group. We're going to evangelize that group, and we're going to go after those groups. We can focus our evangelist efforts, for example, upon the poor. Some churches have what they call inner city ministries, and they just focus upon taking the gospel to the poor and helping the poor. Some churches focus upon children and taking the gospel to children. Some churches focus upon mature adults and taking the gospel in that area. There's the college age group. There's the high school group. There's any number of ethnic groups. There's Spanish congregations that focus upon taking the gospel to Spanish-speaking people. And there's family members and other things like that. We can take the gospel to any particular kind of group, and that's okay if we want to focus upon a particular group at a particular time. Now, we shouldn't limit ourselves necessarily throughout our lifetime to just one group, because we're supposed to take the gospel to everyone. And we certainly don't want to pass up an opportunity that we might have to take the gospel to anyone at any particular time. But we can certainly decide at a given moment that I'm going to help this particular group understand, learn, and know the gospel. And we can make that part of our objective. And so we need to know our objective. Now, Jesus knew his objective here in Matthew chapter 10. And he told the apostles specifically, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, so you see that Jesus, number one, he got others involved. And number two, he knew his objective. Now, number three, he had something to say. And we need to have something to say as well. And we need to get that into our mind. Now, that doesn't mean we have to say everything. I think that's a mistake a lot of times that we make when we go out to evangelize. We think we have to know it all. We think we've got to answer everyone's questions. We think that we've got to meet every objection and all of that. Now, Jesus didn't think that. And Jesus didn't tell his apostles to think that either. In fact, he gave them a very simple message. Look in verses 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And I'm glad Jesus put this principle in at the end here. Freely you have received, freely give, because that's what he's talking about in verse 8. But let's go back to verse 7 for a moment. Have something to say. You see, Jesus gave the apostles something to say. And we need to have something to say. What are we going to say when we go to others and talk to them about Jesus? How about, would you like to study the Bible with me? How about, have you heard about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus and what it can do for your life? How about the kingdom of heaven is here, and would you like to be a part of it? All of those things would be great things to say as we go out to evangelize. The important thing is that we have something to say. That's what we need to do. Now, we don't know where the conversation is going to go. We don't know what's going to happen next. But we can simply point them to Jesus. We can simply say, and I would like to study with you more about that. We can simply say, here's the Bible, let's sit down and see what it says. All right? And that's something that we can do. And so, have something to say. Jesus also gave them something to do. So they had something to say, and they had something to do. What did they have to do? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. But this was based upon a principle, you see. The principle was this: freely you have received, freely give. That's the principle. Now, we don't heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead today, right? We don't have those miraculous abilities. But we have freely received, and we can freely give to others. And so we need to do that. What is it that you have received in reference to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself what you receive as a result of being a faithful Christian. And then take that information and freely give it to others. You see, that's all God wants us to do. He wants us to give that which we have received. And we can do that. Anybody can do that. Because look, you have received what you have received. And you can tell people what you have received. And you can give what you have received. Now, anybody can do that. And so anybody can be an evangelist in this regard. The doing was based upon giving. And that's so important. You see, it's so important that we be a giving people, that we be a people who want to get outside of ourselves, not get so wrapped up in self. You see, that's the challenge of evangelism that we have. We want to get wrapped up in self. We want to just deal with self. We want to just contain ourselves and just deal with our own lives and manage that, you know. And Jesus says, no, that's not what I want you to do. You need to get outside of yourself. You need to get involved with others. You need to get out there and talk to people. You need to get involved in other people's lives. That's what it means to evangelize. Have something to say. Have something to do. Today, our message is the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 1 through 4. Paul said, I declare to you the gospel of Christ, by which you're saved, by which you live, by which you're also saved. That Jesus died for our sins according to the Scripture. That He was buried according to the Scriptures. And that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that's the message that we need to give. Jesus, the one who has died for our sins, who was buried and who was raised from the dead. And we can go out and we can preach that to others. We can teach that to others. We can tell them about Jesus. We are to give to others. As any of you have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto the household of saints. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So let's get out there and let's tell other people about Jesus and His Word. Then finally, number four, we've seen that in order to evangelize, when we follow Jesus' teaching on evangelism, number one, we need to get others involved. Number two, we need to know our objective. Number three, we need to have something to say. And then finally, we need to trust God to provide. You know, this is a great challenge in evangelism. Because a lot of times we want to make it about us and what we can accomplish and what we can do. And look at me, you know, I'm going out, I'm telling other people the gospel and that kind of thing. Well, that's the wrong attitude. We don't want to do that. We want to trust God to provide. We want to trust that God will work within the hearts and lives of others. We don't know what all is going on in that person's life. We don't know what all is going on in other people and what they're doing and all the different relationships that they have. But we know the message of the gospel. And we know that God said to take that into all the world. Now, God does know those things. God knows every single detail about every single person's life. And He knows those people better than He knows they know themselves. Now, that's a beautiful thing because it means we can trust God to provide in that regard. And we can trust God to provide when it comes to evangelism as well. Jesus told the disciples, look here what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. What was He telling those apostles? Trust God to provide. That's what He was telling them. You don't take any extra stuff with you. You don't take anything with you like this. Don't even take any extra food. Because God is going to provide those things for you because you're doing His work. You're doing His will. Now, this is the attitude that we need to have as well. We need to trust in God to provide. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. If we will trust in God, God will work great things through us. Now look at what Jesus said about evangelism right here in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 1 through 10. First of all, he taught us that we need to get others involved. Take somebody with you to go out and evangelize. Secondly, he said we need to know our objective and then we need to pursue it. Third, we need to have something to say and something to do. And we have something to say and we have something to do. So let's get out there and say it. Let's get out there and do it. And then finally, he told us we need to trust in God to provide and just simply get busy doing the work and God will provide. Don't worry about what might happen. Don't worry about the consequences. Don't worry about the expectations. Don't worry about what people might think. Don't worry about what people might do. Just get out there and do what Jesus said to do. And God will provide. Now, do we trust in God enough to do it? Do we want to be like Jesus enough to get out there and evangelize those around us? I pray to God that He will give us an evangelistic heart of love for our neighbors, to understand God's will for their life so that they can apply it to their life and they can become like Jesus each and every day. Why not make it your aim this week to go out there and evangelize somebody? Find somebody that you can tell the gospel about. Approach them about it. Tell them about Jesus. Let them know about the love of God. Teach them about the gospel and how God has great power to forgive them of their sins if they're willing to come to Christ. Is there anyone here this morning who needs to respond to the message of the gospel, to hear His word and believe it, repent of sins, confess Jesus as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ? If you need to do that now, why not come while together we stand and sing?